Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Nat Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The heads of Australia's major sporting codes have pledged to eliminate homophobia in a coordinated effort that organisers say is a world first. With the details, Alastair Kingston.
The bosses of cricket, rugby union, rugby league, football and Aussie rules on Wednesday committed to creating sporting cultures which were welcoming of GLBT people and to implement new anti-homophobia policies. Gay rugby's Bingham Cup president Andrew Purchase says it's the first time in the world where all major professional codes have committed to an anti-homophobic policy and a timeline in which it'll be implemented. For QNN, this is Alistair Kingston.
And the gathering was also an occasion for admitting past mistakes. Last year, the NRL failed to reprimand a Newcastle Knights player over a social media rant attacking gay people as diseased, and NRL boss David Smith said he wasn't proud of the league's inaction at the time. That sentiment was also echoed by AFL CEO Andrew Demetriou.
Vilification based on sexual identity is just as serious as an offence as vilification based on gender, race, religion, colour or special disability.
And Tanya Lewis has more on this coming up in QNN Sport.
Senator-elect Joe Bullock is this week refusing calls to relinquish his seat from the union that helped elevate him to the top of the WA Senate ticket. Labor's vote crashed to 21% in the Senate do-over after this came to light.
The poster child for the left in some quarters is Louise Pratt, who is, as some of you would know, a leading advocate of homosexual marriage and a lesbian, I think, although after a partner's sex change, I can't be quite sure, but I think she's a lesbian. She's a key spokesperson for that persuasion.
Bullock dug in his heels this week after Carolyn Smith from United Voice called on him to step down.
The disdain that he showed for Labor Party members, for Louise Pratt, really put him beyond the pale. And if I'd been aware he would make those sort of comments, we would not have supported him.
Let's turn to the other side of politics now. And while the federal Liberal Party continues to stall on marriage equality, a young Liberal motion supporting the change was tabled at Victoria's Liberal State Council this week. The Caulfield branch of the Young Liberals want a conscience vote on marriage, saying the party has historically prioritised individualism and personal choice. Matthew Lesh from the Young Liberals says there's growing support within the party.
So what I've found is that amongst Young Liberals there's a general support for conscience vote and probably quite general support for same-sex marriage as well.
A major Hollywood director is behind a new film about the Stonewall riots, attributed with kickstarting the worldwide gay rights movement in the 1970s. With more, Alastair Kingston again.
Director Roland Emmerich, best known for disaster blockbuster 2012 and The Day After Tomorrow, is set to direct the drama about the Stonewall riots. Stonewall will revolve around the 1969 police raids on a hotel in New York's Greenwich Village and the subsequent riot.
Alastair Kingston with that report. And Australia's gay and lesbian radio station is airing a four-part special on reparative gay therapy. Word for Word, which can be heard on Joy 94.9, is going inside the ex-gay movement. Host Dean Beck says despite recent facility closures, the harmful practice continues.
It is my belief that it is not only alive and well, it is growing just underground and we can no longer point a stick at it. The cost is immense and it's lifelong and it's damaging and its mental health ramifications mean people throw themselves under trains.
If you are having suicidal thoughts, Lifeline is there for you. Call them on 13 11 14. A change of pace now. Let's check in with QNN Sport. Here's Tanya Lewis.
Now that all of the five major sporting codes in Australia have signed on to eliminate homophobia, a new You Can Play commercial has premiered featuring Australia's biggest sporting names. Cricketer Michael Johnson, basketballer Lauren Jackson and AFL footballer Nathan Jones are just a few of the Aussie stars spreading the anti-discrimination message along with the organisers of the Bingham Cup.
Whether a person is gay or straight
shouldn't matter in sport.
Ability, attitude and effort is what counts.
Thanks Tanya, and that's it for QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.